This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Our naturalist Greg Quinn talks mushrooms in just a moment. But first, you can experience LSD-like hallucinations by staring into someone's eyes in a dimly lit room for 10 minutes. A researcher named Giovanni Caputo asked 20 people to stare at each other's eyes while another 20 people stared at a wall. Afterward, those staring eye to eye said time got slower, they felt spacey, and experienced strange hallucinations. About 90% of them saw the other person's face deform, and 75% witnessed monster-like beings. Several people saw the shooting of a reporter and photographer due to Twitter's new autoplay feature. The video was uploaded to a Twitter account that appears to have belonged to the shooter. Twitter quickly deleted the account, but not before users viewed it in their feeds. Thanks to Twitter's new autoplay update meant to benefit advertisers, users didn't even have to click to watch the video before it started playing. Are you eating some horse meat while eating ground beef? Researchers looked at 48 samples of ground meat, and 10 were found to be mislabeled. Of those 10, 9 had additional animal included, with 2 of them having horse meat, which is illegal in the United States. Naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn is responsible for bringing the black currants back to the U.S. market, and in fact grows black currants on his farm in the Hudson Valley, New York. And it's time now for his Notes from the Currant Farm.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Currant Farm. July and much of August have been dry here on the farm, but with a couple of 1-inch plus rainfalls in the past week, the woods have exploded with the magical world of wild mushrooms. One of my favorite things to do is to forage for wild edibles, and mushrooms always top that list. I've identified 17 species of edible mushrooms here on the farm, but actually only a number of these are really delicious, so I concentrate on those. Throughout much of Europe, wild mushrooms are a common delicacy, and foraging for them is a regular pastime for the whole family. The knowledge of which mushrooms are good and which are not seems to be more prevalent in other countries than here in the U.S. Many Americans just leave them alone for fear of consuming a poisonous one. There are over 3,000 species of mushrooms in North America, but one only needs to learn a few of the edible ones in their area to safely enjoy them. And they are enjoyable. There are many great field guides and books on edible mushrooms with wonderful photos, illustrations, and detailed descriptions of the many ways to distinguish one from the other. One of the fun methods is to make spore prints. If you cut the cap off a gilled mushroom and place it gill side down on white paper for about 24 hours, most of the time, hundreds of thousands of the microscopic spores will fall from the gills, creating a beautiful pattern on the paper. The color of these spores will range from white to many shades of yellow, pink, salmon, brown, and more. These prints can help determine the type of mushroom they came from. Also, the prints are so beautiful, you can preserve them with artist spray or hairspray and frame them. It's a great project to do with the kids. Now, of course, as we all know, many mushrooms are poisonous. Some can cause mild to severe gastric problems, and others can lead to much more serious afflictions. So do your homework. There are mushroom clubs and experts in most areas, and they'll take you out and show you how safe and easy it is to find the delicious ones. Take advantage of these experts in the beginning. The simple rule of thumb is, when in doubt, leave it out. Tens of thousands of people safely collect and enjoy mushrooms every year around the world. You can too. Perhaps the most important thing to know after you've learned what are the edible mushrooms in your area is to learn if there are any inedible lookalikes. After a good rain, you may find dozens and sometimes hundreds of different beautiful mushrooms in the woods and fields. But again, there's only a handful that are wonderful eating, so study those first and get comfortable learning to ID and noticing where they're growing in relationship to different species of trees. Then, learn how best to use them in your cooking. Do this and you will have gained knowledge that will enrich your time in the woods and fields, elevate your cuisine to new levels, and can be passed on to your family and friends. Next week, we'll talk about some of my favorite delicious and even healthy edible mushrooms. For a free podcast of this and previous notes from the Currant Farm, and to see this week's Currant specials, go to currants.com. That's Currants with an A.
With naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to save money, improve your memory, and reduce your weight at the same time? Sounds too good to be true, but it's doable. Here's the social science of it. First, how to save money. Did you know that 2/3 of all you buy in a grocery store is considered an impulse buy? To stop it, create a list of what you need, purchase from the list, pay for it, and exit the store. Want to improve your memory? Use a list. Everyone's memory slows down a bit as they age, and every genius I know uses a list to help out. Want to lose weight? Write down, list out everything you eat. As you're more conscious of what you put in your mouth, you just don't eat as much. What's the cheap psych trick? Even Santa Claus uses a list. And a simple list can save you money, improve your memory, and help you lose weight. Would love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic silver medalist reached a Grand Slam semifinal every year from 1985 to 1995. Her 1990 U.S. Open win is the first Grand Slam title for Argentina.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 1990 U.S. Open women's champion, Gabriela Sabatini.
So where is Gabriela Sabatini now? Well, Gabby lives in Buenos Aires, where she keeps herself busy investing in real estate. She has her own line of perfumes, which has grown to an astounding 16 fragrances. Gabby's guarded about her personal life, although it sounds like she gave Jon Stewart a shot on national television.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No?
What, you want to go up?
Sounds like a winning match for Gabriela Sabatini. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.